Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says he's been waiting a long time for Virgil Thompson's Four Saints in Three Acts to be released on CD. RCA Victor has now reissued the historic 1947 recording, an abridged version, with Thompson conducting members of the original cast. Here's Lloyd's review.
Not April Fool's Day, a pleasure. Not April Fool's Day, a pleasure.
My vote for the best American opera goes to Four Saints in Three Acts, a collaboration between two of the most original voices of the century, Virgil Thompson and Gertrude Stein. They both wanted to break the mold of traditional, sentimental operatic narrative. Like a Seinfeld episode, the opera is, as Stein herself wrote, about nothing. A saint, she says. A real saint never does anything. A martyr does something, but a really good saint does nothing. And so I wanted to have four saints who did nothing, and I wrote Four Saints in Three Acts, and they did nothing, and that was everything. The major characters in the opera are Saint Teresa and Saint Ignatius, though there are in fact both more than four saints and more than three acts. Whatever action there is was suggested by Thompson's friend Maurice Grosser after the score was finished. Here's one of my favorite parts, St. Ignatius's vision of the Holy Ghost, a passage that's infinitely more poignant because the words make far more than strictly logical sense.
Pigeons on the grass, alas.
Pigeons on the grass, alas.
Shot along the grass, shot longer, longer, shot a yellow grass. Pigeons, large pigeons on the shorter, longer yellow grass, alas, pigeons on the grass.
If they were not pigeons, what were they?
If they were not pigeons on the grass, alas, what were they?
He had heard of a bird, and he asked about it.
It was a magpie in the sky.
If a magpie in the sky can I cry? If the pigeon on the grass, alas, can alas, and to pass the pigeon on the grass, alas, and the magpie in the sky, and to try, alas, on the grass, alas, the pigeon on the grass, the pigeon on the grass, and alas.
The opera broke a lot of new ground. The first performance, produced by a group that called itself the Friends and Enemies of Modern Music, took place at the Hartford Athenaeum in 1934, 7 years after Stein wrote the words and 6 years after Thompson composed the music. The production team was a who's who of modernism. The choreography was by Frederick Ashton, the staging by John Houseman. New York artist Florine Stettheimer created transparent scenery out of cellophane. Most daring of all for the time, the original cast, most of whom are on this recording, consisted entirely of black performers. They're all marvelous. Soprano Beatrice Robinson Wayne as St. Teresa and baritone Edward Matthews as St. Ignatius are especially eloquent. It's a heavenly work, in which the musical jokes perfectly match the verbal ones. Mock hymn tunes and Gregorian chants, mock Baroque and Gilbert and Sullivan, mock minstrel show and vaudeville all create an atmosphere of endearing but unsentimental sweetness.
Between 35 and 45, between 45 and 35, 45 and between, they were 45 and 35.
Well, as they do mean, I mean.
There to live.
lead, dead said.
With dead lead said.
With said, dead lead, lead said, lead. Dead lead, dead lead said, lead.
After the Hartford premiere, Four Saints ran on Broadway for 6 weeks, unprecedented for an opera. When George Gershwin saw it, he was so impressed with the conductor, Alexander Smolens, and the Eva Jessie Negro Choir, that he hired them for Porgy and Bess. Thompson's notes to this 1947 recording refer to a completely happy collaboration. But in fact, he and Stein fell out and were not on speaking terms at the time of the premiere. Stein eventually saw the production in Chicago. Thompson himself conducts this 1947 recording in his own abridgment so it could fit on a single LP. To complete the CD, there's a wonderful 1946 performance of Thompson's suite from his score to Pere Lorentz's Dust Bowl documentary, The Plow That Broke the Plains. Leopold Stokowski conducts the Hollywood Bowl Symphony Orchestra. Thompson's sense of American heroism here includes Sunday school doxology and honky-tonk sleaze. Both scores are irresistible. I want everyone I love to have a copy of this disc.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Virgil Thompson's Four Saints in Three Acts on RCA Victor. A new production by Robert Wilson will be at Lincoln Center this summer.